Hello, hello. Welcome to A Novel Console, your weekly podcast where we talk about books, games, food, and stuff that caught our attention during the week. My name is Chris, and with me is my beautiful and surgeried code hostess wife.
Code hostess?
Co-hostess.
I'm a code hostess. Yes. I make code while I host.
Yes. Wife. Yes. Wife Karen.
Hello.
You got surgery.
I did.
I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing much better. How are you?
I have lost the notion of time because right now I don't have a job.
Yeah, you're just kind of floating around in the void. I mean, you do have a job. You just haven't started said job.
Yeah, I just got to wait till next week to start. So it'll be fine.
Wait. Yeah, you got a nice little vacation you didn't plan for.
And that I needed.
Yeah.
I need it desperately.
Physically, yes.
Yes. You know who else needs a vacation desperately?
Our Patreon supporters.
I need to come up with a better way to cue that up to get you.
Yeah, you can't catch me today.
Yeah, so $2 a month gets you extra episodes, gets you boats in the backlog of doom, which, guess what? Next week is episode 100, and we have the backlog of doom results, reviews next week.
The reviews?
Yes.
Oh, shit, from when we were supposed to do them like 2 months ago?
Yes.
Wait, we're doing that for episode 100?
Yes.
Oh.
With guest Thrak, because he read the book and he played the game.
And he watched the movie.
And he watched the
which
movie.
Which you also did.
Which
and
was
hated
awful.
Your life.
Yeah, it was god-awful. But yeah, $2 a month gets you access to that. And the other thing, if you want to send us an email, just send us an email at anovelconsole@gmail.com. Tell your friends about the show. Just share it. Word of mouth really, really helps.
And it's summer, so nobody wants to sit down and listen to a podcast right now.
I mean, it's great for cutting the grass or washing dishes or cleaning the house. I mean, we have almost 100 episodes of us being stupid that people can enjoy while doing boring things.
Yes. Make the boring things not boring.
Yes. So yeah, just tell your friends, have them listen. It would be fun. It would be great. We would enjoy it. We would also enjoy reviews anywhere you can leave reviews. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Now Spotify has stars that you can leave. Just do that for us, please. Thank you. All right. Surgery. How'd it go? What happened?
It went well. I was not prepared for what all of surgery entailed. I just wasn't. They didn't give me like really a rundown of what I was going to experience afterwards, because I've never had surgery. I've only ever had my wisdom teeth removed, and that's not the same thing. It's not. They just barely put you under. They cut those bitches out. You're done. Barely any recovery. Barely. You just gotta avoid getting a dry socket. That anesthesia fucked me up. I was so fucked up. They made me sit up in that hospital bed, and I was like, oh, God. I'm on a boat and I'm going to puke. It was real bad. I puked a lot that first day.
You threw up green.
I did. He flipped out because my puke was pure emerald green because they put emerald green dye into me to make my gallbladder
just
show up.
Nobody
yeah,
else.
Just for, yeah, just for giggles.
Just for keratin. It's emerald green.
Because it's my favorite color.
Everybody else gets different colors.
But yeah, no. They put it in to make my gallbladder show up, and he was ready to take me back to the ER. Because, of course, it was literally as we pulled up into the apartment complex, I puked this emerald green puke. And he's like, oh, God, we got to go back. I was like, no, it's the same color as the dye. I know what it is.
I think you're
I'm literally puking
that.
Up dye. How am I misremembering it?
I said,
it?
You're throwing up green. And you're like, it's the emerald thing. emerald. Like, okay.
Well, it was a lot clearer in my head. Yeah, I was still really fucked up.
Yeah, you were.
I was having a really hard time staying awake while they were going through all those instructions, which is why they kept yelling at you for bringing your phone out. I could have killed you
in
that moment.
I was writing notes out.
No. You could have told them that.
Well,
they thought
were
you were just not paying.
Shit.
They were. Like, I felt really bad for that one nurse who was initially doing it. And then that bitch came in and took over and was correcting everything that she said. I'm like, you need to put that woman in her place. But I couldn't say that because I was incapable of doing anything other than trying to stay awake. But I paid attention. That woman was mean. She was awful. She was not letting that other girl do her job. Mm-hmm. It's like, she seems like she's perfectly capable. Perfectly capable. Yeah. But yeah, so hubby had to help me with literally everything there for a minute.
Walking up the stairs was
it was awful.
Yeah, you just watching you go up the stairs was not great because it took like 20 minutes for you to come up the stairs.
It hurt.
Well, that's too bad. I wanted to go inside. It was hot out. Go up the fucking stairs. What are you doing?
I'm just going to get up and leave the room now. So, yeah, that was fun. All of it was fun. I do feel a lot better today. Yesterday was my first full day with no oxycodone taken. I took none. I took two ibuprofen, and that's it. I did take my anti-nausea medicine because I felt kind of wonky yesterday morning.
I did take the rest of the oxys that you had.
That's not even funny. Don't even say that.
So that's why kind of I'm in a low speed today.
No, I really want to stop taking them because they're what's giving me the chronic dry mouth and other things that we won't talk about on air.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you know the side effects of oxycodone, you can probably put two and two together.
So overall, you don't recommend getting surgery, gallbladder surgery?
I mean, I'm already able to eat things I wasn't able to eat, you know, a week ago. So
yeah, like steak and mashed potatoes.
I ate steak and mashed potatoes for dinner last night, and knock on wood, I have not had negative results from it.
Yeah, that's good.
And I did have
hot dogs.
Hot dogs. I haven't had hot dogs. Had no. I had pizza with three different types of cheese on it. Yeah. That was a big step. I know y'all are probably listening to this like, this girl is crazy for doing this while she's still recovering. But it has not given me results that I thought it might. The medicine I'm taking has given me results. That
so this means that Gorbitch will be back soon.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Oh boy,
I want to go to fucking Wingstop right now, get myself 10 mango habanero wings, a large extra seasoned extra well done fry, and two containers of blue cheese dressing.
You know that actually,
and a sweet tea.
That actually sounds pretty good. We should do that for dinner.
Oh man, so fucking good.
So you showed me something on Facebook the other day. And I actually think it works really well.
I was just going to scroll past it, but he was looking over my shoulder for some reason.
Because I was falling asleep.
Oh, I want to see that.
I was laying in bed and I was falling asleep with my eyes half open. And I saw Mark Hamill.
This woke him up.
I saw the name Mark Hamill. I'm like, what? And I looked and next to it, it says Gandalf.
Yeah, someone posted my... Somebody and I were thinking about recasting The Lord of the Rings. What do you think about these?
All right. So get your phone.
I fucking hate them.
Get your phone. I'm going to read these names. And the ones that we don't know, you're going to look up and tell me where they're from.
Okay.
Because there's a couple that we don't know. All right. So obviously the first one is Mark Hamill as Gandalf. I like that one.
Nope.
Why not? Nope.
Because he looks like, remember I said he looks like a trucker with a big old beer belly and a wife beater. He looks like you would see him out behind the pilot with a lot lizard. Does he not?
He kind of does.
Yeah, no, he is not Gandalf. But
Gandalf the Grey
is an elegant gay man.
It's kind of mangy.
No, so, he's Mark not Hamill mangy.
Would be perfect for Gandalf
no,
the Grey.
No,
you would
no,
have to
no.
give him a bath for Gandalf the White.
You know what? I would take it over the next one, though. And a million times okay, I would take it over the next one.
This one is weird. It's Oscar Isaac's is Aragorn.
That's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Oscar Isaac is a nice
man. I do not understand what anyone sees in that man in terms of attractiveness, and Aragorn is my boyfriend.
I think it would be weird, but I wouldn't hate it.
It would be awful.
Now, this one I don't like at all.
Wait, you know who this person is?
Yes, Taron Egerton.
Who is that?
As Legolas. Taron Egerton is the one that played, what's the piano dude, the gay piano dude?
The gay piano dude. Yes. I'm going to have to look this guy up.
Is it the Rocket Man? What's his name? Elton John. He played Elton John in the Elton John movie.
Oh.
He's
Ew, no!
He's also... Eggsy in the Kingsman movies.
No.
That one I don't like.
Nope.
No. Pedro Pascal as Gimli.
That's fucking stupid. That doesn't make any sense at all.
What?
Pedro Pascal as Gimli?
Why not?
Why wouldn't you make him Aragorn and make Oscar Isaac's Gimli? Nobody cares about Oscar Isaacs.
Because Oscar Isaac doesn't have a little gremlin face like Pedro Pascal does.
He doesn't have a gremlin face. He has a beautiful face.
He has a little gremlin face.
Oh, my God.
Boromir is Tom Hardy.
No.
No?
I'm not going to agree with any of these. You know I'm not.
Okay. So this is where the nobodies come in. Asa Butterfield. Who the fuck is Asa Butterfield?
We had to look up Asa the other day. Look him up.
I don't know who he is.
Asa something.
So he should. He's set up as Frodo.
He looks like a little boy. Maybe okay, that's the only where's reason. He from? What's he in?
Yes.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, Hugo, Ender's Game, and Sex Education.
Okay. I never seen any of those movies, so he means nothing to me. Second one, Ben Hawkey. We had to look him up too.
Hawkey? Yeah. It is spelled like hockey, not Hawkeye.
Yes, it's Hawkeye without the last E.
Hawkey.
Yeah.
His Wikipedia page is sad.
What's it say?
And it doesn't even have a picture. Oh, he's Hot Pie in Game of Thrones. He's the chunky dude that we looked up the other night. No.
He's set as Samwise. I don't like
that. Yeah, no.
Jack Gleason as Merry.
I like that one. Jack Gleason should be nowhere in this list. Nowhere.
He is.
Unless you want to make him like Smaug or something where we don't have to see his ugly little fucking face.
He is King Joffrey in Game of Thrones.
I fucking hate his guts.
I kind of like that one.
I hate him.
I kind of hate and like the next one.
What's the next one?
Tom Holland is Pippin.
No. He's not goofy enough. He's not stupid enough.
He's not stupid enough. You're saying Billy Boyd is a new kind of stupid?
He's adorable. He's so cute.
Okay. So the next one, Charles Dance is Saruman. I have no idea who the fuck Charles
Dance
is.
Let's look up Charles Dance because he better be really old. I know that.
I mean,
Charles Dance. Another Game of Thrones person. I'm just going to have to. Okay, here we go. He's Tywin Lannister on Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's the producer of the sibling fuckers.
Yes.
Yes.
He was in Godzilla King of the Monsters. He's the bad guy.
He's like the
scientist person.
The kaiju dealer.
Yeah, or him.
Yeah.
He's also in The Imitation Game, which is the movie we were talking about the other day with Alan Turing. The guy who was chemically castrated. Benedict Cucumber Salad.
Next one. Tom Hiddleston as Elrond.
Nope.
I like
Elrond,
that
not Elrond.
I said Elrond.
You said Elrond.
Oh, shut up. I like him. I like Tom Hiddleston as Elrond.
I love Tom Hiddleston, but not as Elrond.
Just imagine him all dolled up with like his black hair slicked back, all straight.
Loki in Rivendell clothing.
They made Hugo Weaving look regal. As Elrond.
He's an ugly ass man. making him sophisticated and fancy.
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston can pull it off. And I feel like Gal Gadot, if she were whiter, she could be.
That's who they have as Arwen?
As Arwen.
That's disgusting.
She would be a great Arwen if she was whiter, because Gal Gadot is brown like me.
Yeah, no. I think of like people who I think look kind of like. Liv Tyler, and I think your girlfriend would be a better choice than Gal Gadot.
Her boobs are too big.
They can tape them down some. They can CGI her boobs smaller. Yeah.
Yeah,
or like Zooey Deschanel, but Zooey Deschanel is too goofy.
She's annoying.
Although Kat Dennings is too goofy too.
Yeah.
Really.
So they have Bill Skarsgård as Gollum/Sméagol.
And which one is he?
Is he
the old one? He's Pennywise.
Yes.
Oh, he's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
I guess that would work because he's creepy.
I mean, okay. I guess.
Is he good at motion capture?
He was Pennywise.
He's in a costume for that.
So?
It's not motion capture.
You don't have to be good at motion capturing. They do everything digital as long as you have
balls. No, they have to be good at it.
Oh, Lord. I don't dislike Bill Skarsgård. I just feel like he's in everything. So maybe not him. Now, the next one I love.
It's disgusting.
I absolutely love
stupid.
This next one. It's Natalie Dormer as Galadriel.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Just 3 hours of her just standing there.
Nope.
Yes.
I think Claire Danes would be an okay Galadriel.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Claire Danes is?
No.
She's in that show that was with Jared Leto. They showed it super late night on that channel that showed Degrassi, this chick. Claire Danes.
Don't know her.
No?
No. Next one. Theoden. Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh!
Who's that?
He's Lockhart in Harry Potter. The goofy one who loves himself. He's also the bad guy in Tenet.
He loves himself?
No, he's the bad guy in Tenet. He loves himself? Oh my God, stop it. That's just
twice a night?
He's the bad guy in Tenet. The one who they like throw off the boat or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. He's the producer of the Thor movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
He has a really good death.
Wait, Tenet. Who did they have him as again? Theoden. You know, I'm not opposed to that.
Okay, so.
I'm actually not opposed to the next one either.
Chris Hemsworth as Eomer.
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 You know, that could work, but I do not see him being siblings with the next one. they don't look anything alike.
Wasn't Eomer Carl Urban?
Yeah.
I feel like they're both way too big for that role. Both Carl Urban and...
But Carl Urban wasn't back then when the movies were made.
He really wasn't. Okay, so the next one is...
that was his big break.
Daisy Ridley as Eowyn.
You know, Chris Hemsworth and Daisy Ridley don't look anything alike.
No. And this poor girl, they want to put
her... You might as well have Natalie Portman as Eowyn.
Exactly. This poor girl. Oh man, they put her in a role where she simps for the main character and he doesn't care.
Yeah. What about like the chick who played Sylvie as Eowyn?
I don't know. I don't know her enough. All right, so Gamling, I don't know who that is.
Sam Troughton.
Yep, Sam Troughton. Who's Gamling?
Gamling is he's one of Theoden's right-hand men.
No.
Okay. Hold on. Let me go somewhere else because Wikipedia is not helping me here. Gamling, Lord of the Rings. Let me show you which one he is. He looks kind of like my mother's ex-husband. Red. Okay. Now Sam Troughton. Let's see here. He's an English actor. Oh, he looks icky.
He looks sickly is what he looks. He doesn't look icky.
He was an Alien versus Predator and Robin Hood. Huh. So aka he hasn't been in anything in forever.
Wow. Okay, so next one.
Bill Nye as Denethor.
Who's Bill Nye?
Bill Nye is
not the science guy.
Oh my God. You paid attention to a little bit of Emma when I watched it a million times in a row, right? No? Did you pay attention to Love Actually at all when I watched it? You've never seen any of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Mm-mm. Oh my God. What else would you have seen?
It's like this dude exists in a blind spot that did I have.
Oh my gosh. I love him. I love him. But what else would we have seen that you would have seen him in? Let's see here. He's hilarious.
Is he?
Yes. But I don't think he would be a good Denethor. I feel like he's not creepy enough.
Denethor is the tomato chewer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. He's Davy Jones in Pirates. Victor in the Underworld film series.
Did you
see the Underworld movies?
No, but I do know who Davy Jones is.
Bill Nye.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I can see that face there.
The face, yes. But his personality, no. He's goofy. Shaun of the Dead. He's in Shaun of the Dead.
Who is it? Is he the stepdad?
I don't know.
The stepdad.
I don't know. Hot Fuzz. He's got to be a parent. Oh yeah, he's in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, but he like immediately dies.
Huh. All right, so next one is Faramir, Robert Pattinson.
No. No. No.
No.
No. No. No.
No.
Not even if you had him in Tenet mode. No. 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 No.
Have him in Batman mode.
Oh my God. Definitely not. But also, you got to think about Robert Pattinson winding up with Daisy Ridley.
Why?
Because Faramir and Eowyn wind up together.
Oh, that would be weird.
Yeah.
That'd be
Which means
weird.
You also need to think about Oscar Isaacs and Gal Gadot being together. Ew.
Oh. Yeah, that would be weird too.
Ew. All
right, Robert Carlyle has Wormtongue.
I could see that one.
I think I know who Robert Carlyle is.
Who is he?
Pick him up.
Tell me who you think he is.
He's in Castlevania.
Is he in Castlevania?
I don't know.
I don't know. I know he's in Once Upon a Time. That's what I know him from.
Because if he's in Castlevania and he's who I think it is, then
he's Rumpelstiltskin in Once Upon a Time.
His career. Look at his filmography.
His filmography. He's one of the bad guys in the Aragon movie.
Yeah, I think he's in Castlevania. Because if he is, then he would be great for Wormtongue. Because he would be creepy and shit.
I don't see anything about Castlevania.
No.
Would it be under video games? Castlevania, Lords of Shadow. Yeah, Gabriel
Belmont
Dracula.
Yep, he was Dracula. He was awesome as Dracula.
He's a good bad guy. He is. Yeah. I loved him as Rumpelstiltskin.
Okay, Treebeard, Jim Broadbent.
Yeah, I need to look that up.
I have no idea who the fuck
Jim
that guy
Broadbent.
Is.
Jim Broadbent. And at least it would really only be like his voice and I guess some components of his face.
Yeah. Burger Chef's gotta be screaming right now, being like, Jim Broadbent, you don't know him?
He's in Oh shit.
He's in
Moulin
Oh shit.
Rouge. What else is he in? Let's see here. His filmography. I know I've seen him in lots of things. I think. The Avengers.
Really?
No, 1998, The Avengers.
Oh.
Bridget Jones's Diary. He's Professor Slughorn in Harry Potter. And he's Bridget Jones's dad.
So all in all, I think the list is pretty solid.
No,
that's
the worst list ever. I only agree with like two things.
Karen, you are. I don't even know what the word is.
The Lord of the Rings is my life. Do you not see what I'm wearing right now?
Yes. Aragorn, son of Arathorn,
supports reproductive rights.
Also, it's the 4th of July.
It is. Fuck America.
And America doesn't deserve anything.
No, don't fuck America, but America needs to fix some things.
Lots of things.
Lots of things.
Lots of things.
Yeah. Yeah. I was scrolling the internet yesterday, and there's a school board in Florida that has voted that any LGBTQ child in a PE class or that is going on an overnight field trip, every parent in that class gets an alert saying there is a child in this class with this different identity. If you have concerns, please reach out.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can we like create a new nation and leave all these fuckheads here and just take the nice people with us? Anyways, we have something from Burger Champ. We have a bee story from Burger
Champ.
Bee
story?
Yes.
We need to watch that movie.
Bee movie?
Yeah. Well, not the bee movie. The Mr. Bean's bee movie.
Oh, Man versus Bee?
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. It looks hilarious.
So Burger Champ sends me a bunch of weird stuff all the time. And he sent me one recently that I wanted to talk about for a while, but I haven't been able to. It's from AsianAge.com, and it says, bizarre sexual fetish involves making bee sting on penis.
What? I was literally just thinking, man, we don't have a sex toy of the week. We don't need one.
Experts say that the fetish called melissophilia is very rare.
What?
Yeah.
But real.
No. So this isn't a very long thing. It's very short, so I'm going to read the whole thing. And I want to get your input on it, right? So first off, venturing into the world of sexual fetishes might sound like an interesting choice for exploration, but it can throw up all kinds of bizarre and at times disturbing preferences that one can hardly even think about. While bees flying around might be a terrifying sight for many, some seem to think differently of these insects. Imagining sex and bees together might sound far-fetched, but a fetish called melissophilia involves sexual attraction to bees. The word, originating from ancient Greek words for honeybee and love, is much more than just people making love to bees.
That's so disturbing. I'm concerned.
It involves people catching bees and getting them to sting their genitals. This painful process is actually meant to increase swelling and hypersensitivity in genitals, which goes on to cause a rise in intensity and the time taken for an orgasm. In a book titled Everything You Know About Sex Is Wrong, the author writes that bees are caught and put in a jar, which is shaken to make them dizzy and unable to fly. Then they are placed on each gland of the penis and encouraged to sting. And this is supposed to increase circumference of the member. Experts suggest that this fetish is very rare, and while people who like BDSM may catch bees and insects for pleasure, that won't be melissophilia, since the focus is on pain rather than the bee.
Lord, help.
What the hell? That last sentence has so much to unpack.
I'm disturbed.
So what do you think about this shit? So
that's apparently disgusting.
Bees sting your penis and your penis gets bigger, swollener and sensitive.
But didn't it hurt? Doesn't it hurt? Like, what the fuck?
Have you ever gotten a bee sting?
Yes. It's been a very long time.
So when you get a bee sting, it just feels like a burn, like a really bad burn.
It stings a lot.
And then it becomes pain.
So yeah, like, sure, it's going to swell up and be sensitive, but it's going to hurt like a fucker. A motherfucker. And it is a fucker, but it's a motherfucker. And that's not good.
So do you think that this categorizes bees as sex toys now?
That's disgusting. Or, that's also like bestiality. It feels like it is.
I feel like there is some sort of bestiality in that last sentence where it says that people who like BDSM may catch bees and insects for pleasure.
So what are you going to do? Like, put them in a jar and then stick your dick in the jar?
I mean, are you going to please these bugs you catch, or are they
No. Oh, my God. That's so... That makes me feel sick.
It's weird.
You're going to have to go get me my anti-nausea meds.
People are sick.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with this world?
Yeah.
I bet that Supreme Justice dude who voted to overturn Roe versus Wade, it likes this shit.
All of them did. It's not just one.
What was his name?
Charles. You're thinking about Charles. Black man.
Charles what?
Who's married to a white woman, so we know he won't turn over Loving versus Virginia. Clarence Thomas.
Man, fuck Clarence Thomas. Hope he gets stung by multiple bees on his wiener.
All right. Might like that, though, so let's not hope for anything that he might enjoy.
Yeah, maybe some stairs would be nice. Him hitting every single
stair. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be nice. Anyways, let's go ahead and get in some book talk.
This week's book is from The Legend of Zelda Legendary Edition Volume 4. It contains the Minish Cap and Phantom Hourglass. We only read the Minish Cap. It was published on May 9th, 2017 by Viz Media, and it is by Akira Himikawa. Is that right?
Yeah. Wasn't he also the one that wrote all the other ones that you've read so far?
Yeah, he's the author of all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so hubby made me read this, and he read it too. Because he was playing this game and he wanted to do one more Zelda game, book, episode, whatever. It only took me 2 days, not even 2 full days to read it, just sitting down 2 days to read it. But they were 2 days almost a week apart because I started reading it the day before surgery. And then I didn't want to pick it up again at all until yesterday. Was it yesterday that I picked it up and finished it yesterday morning?
Because I threw it at you?
Yeah. Well, no, you'd put it on my chair that I was using as my couch side table like 3 days ago. And I didn't pick it up to finish it until yesterday. Oops. Hey, to be fair, I've got like 3 other books that I've been working on for the last month that I've been trying to finish. I hope I'll finally finish them today. If Jen is listening, she knows what one of them is. Because she read it and finished it in like 2 days, and here I am a month later. Jen Logan's Jen. Ah, Jen, cool. Former guest Jen.
Former guest Jen.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to be honest.
You thought it was adorable.
I liked it.
I did not.
I thought it was very cute.
I fucking wish they could be in all color. It would have been so much more bearable. if the color pages didn't end after like page five.
I agree.
Yeah?
100%.
Okay. Because okay, those color pages were cute, and they actually yes, had me more interested.
Because those colored pages were painted in like watercolor.
And they give it more. They're not watercolor.
They look like watercolor.
No, they don't.
They don't.
No.
Am I insane then?
Yes.
I just read it yesterday. Well, and I'm still insane.
No, I think you have a misconception of what watercolor is. That's not watercolor.
No?
No.
Anyway.
They're very bright and beautiful.
Yes. So is watercolor.
Yes, but this is not watercolor. I promise you it's not. I'll show you what watercolor is after we finish this. That's not watercolor.
Anyways, I do wish the whole book would have been in color because it did
would have made a big difference.
It looked really
It was
really
very, good. Very, very pretty. And plus, I like those glossy matte pages. I don't like the paper.
The paper.
Well, no, so, that makes it sound weird because I love to read. It felt like a coloring book. Like, you know, those
paper for coloring book
yeah,
paper.
Yeah, that whatever that paper is.
Yeah.
It's different. Okay. I hate it.
So I feel like a lot of the Picori look was lost when it wasn't in color.
Yeah.
Because they all have different colors depending on what Picori tribe.
And you can't see that.
They're from, yeah. So the ones in the forest are all their colors are green.
Mm-hmm.
The ones in the skies, their colors are like orange and purple.
Mm-hmm. Not blue.
The ones in the city are blue. Mm. So they're all different. The ones in the desert are reddish. So a lot of their differences weren't as appreciable in not color.
Makes sense. Yeah. No, I didn't appreciate literally any of that.
That's so weird. I thought it was very good. From all of the Zelda manga that we've read for the show, this is definitely the best one.
Really?
Yeah.
I appreciated that it was short. And you know what Ezra reminded me of?
Who?
He reminded me of Mary Poppins's umbrella cane thing. Was it a cane or an umbrella?
Umbrella.
Umbrella reminded me of that.
Why?
I guess the bird face thing reminded me
the bird face
of the Esla. Cane umbrella, whatever. Yeah. Umbrella. Did we determine it was an umbrella?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the whole Ezlo thing was so stupid. It was ridiculous. Like what? This is a bird hat.
It's a bird
Are you
hat.
Kidding
yeah.
me?
Yeah. It ends up being a Picori sage that got turned into a bird hat by his.
Yeah, I know. I read that.
Yeah.
I just, it was silly.
I like it. It was like a children's story. It was like...
Yes, it's a children's story.
But it's not done badly. It's done well.
But I feel like you need to care about the world of Zelda to appreciate it. I don't know. I'm over it.
Well, you got a couple more years to go of Zelda Month.
Oh.
No?
No.
Well, too bad. You got to deal with it. And when we do Twilight Princess, you got to read
I'd rather do Dragon
series.
Ball.
Really?
Yeah.
You like Dragon Ball more than Zelda?
Yeah. I'd rather do it.
Oh, boy. I think you're falling in love with Dragon Ball.
No, I wouldn't say that by any means.
I think you might be. You might be.
No. I did think it was, like, somewhat cute that this was how Link got his hat. At least in this timeline, because there's so many fucking timelines. I don't even know what is anything. But the whole storyline with that, like his head being cold when Ezra was finally off of his head. And then Ezra gives him his little hat.
That's adorable.
That he then wears the rest of the time. But if there are all these different timelines, is that always how he got his hat? Or are there different worlds where he just had a hat? And he's a little Keebler elf forever.
He just has a hat in different worlds. So the clothing is more or less traditional because of the legend of Link. You know, he becomes this hero who saves the world, and this is his clothing. And everybody on their 10th birthday has to wear this clothing because Link was 10 when he saved the world.
I see.
And I don't know if it's implied that the people believe in reincarnation, but reincarnation is a big part of Zelda. So you have Zelda who reincarnates, Link reincarnates, and then Ganondorf keeps coming back. It's the same dude coming back. So there is that one thing that has never been explicitly said. Oh, when you reincarnate, you'll come back as whatever. But people won't talk about it, but it might be a thing. So maybe that explains why on their 10th birthday, every boy has to wear the green clothing or whatnot.
The green clothing.
Green clothing, yeah. I really liked the manga. I felt like Link was funny. He's a funny kid.
I thought Vati was a stupid villain.
Vati was a stupid
villain. That was the whole thing seemed so ridiculous and pointless and just a waste of time. A waste.
See, Vati.
It was like a little spoiled boy.
So at the end of the comic, you find out that Vati
is a Picori.
And wanted to be accepted by Eslo, who was
his master. Worshipping evil.
Because he wanted to be strong, because he was tired of how Eslo was treating him. And he decided to be evil because of that, so he could be stronger. When I read that, I was like, oh, that explains why he just doesn't kill people. He just, like, throws them at a monster or fucking turns them into stone or something like that. But Vati was kind of a dumb villain. I think the whole thing for me that I liked the most was just Link. How he was like a go-getter, I'm going to help do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm the hero, and I have a sword, and my grandpa's the best blacksmith in all of Hyrule. I thought that was pretty cool. I did like that.
I guess. I don't know. I couldn't get into this one at all. If it had stayed color, I think I would have enjoyed it slightly more. It would have been more bearable. But I was just over it. So over it.
Really?
Yeah. Vati seemed like a pointless villain. Other than Zelda being turned to stone, there was like no sense of urgency. And even that didn't make me feel sense of urgency. Oh, it was just... Why are you so disappointed in me?
Just disappointed because I thought it was really good. Now, compared to the game, it did follow the story mostly. The game is very short. It's only, what, 5 or 6 dungeons? And there's like a throwaway one, because you know how when he went to get the wind spirit, he had to go to the clouds, right? In the game, you have to go to the forest wind temple, and it's not there. And the game kind of says like, oh, you'll eventually find it. Don't worry about it.
Wait, you're saying this game is short, and you said you had to put 30 more hours into it?
What?
Were you playing something else when you were asking me how many hours I thought you'd put into that game?
Yeah.
I thought you were playing this.
No.
Oh, how many hours did it take you to play this?
Like 15, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, no, 30 hours is Dragon Quest.
Oh. Yeah. You're still not done with that game?
No, no.
Jesus.
No, still not done with Dragon Quest. But yeah, like it follows like the game is very short, right? And the story on the manga kind of like follows it beat for beat. It doesn't obviously go through the side quests of, oh, you got to find all the books so you can take them to the library, so you can go visit the Picori inside the library. But it does kind of follow the whole steps. Oh, Link does go to the library. He does meet the Picori that's gone to the Temple of Droplets, and then he takes Link.
Temple of Droplets.
The Temple of Droplets. That's kind of stupid. It's called the Temple of Droplets, and it's all frozen. Eslo was freezing the entire time. He's like, oh, I can't wait to get out of here. I'm so cold.
Oh, Eslo.
Yeah. I did like Eslo. Eslo was very sassy.
I was annoyed with Eslo because I knew he was hiding something, but I didn't know what.
And then when he said what he was hiding, it wasn't really that bad.
No. It was kind of silly.
Yeah, it was. It was. Now, what would you rate this book?
I gave it a whopping 2 stars.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gave it one more than 1 star because the colored pages were cool and because I thought the thing with the hat was cute.
At the end?
Yes. Other than that, I felt like it was a waste of time. Yes.
Isn't everything a waste of time?
No, actually. I've read some really, really good books here lately.
I think it's a 3 for me.
Yeah.
I think it was adorable. It followed the game well. And out of all...
You over here hating on me for giving it a 2 and you only gave it a 3?
You only have 5 stars. If it were 10, I would give it a 7.
I suppose.
So, out of all of the Zelda manga that we've read, I think that's the best one. It follows the story the best. It doesn't add anything unnecessary. And it's cute. So.
Yeah, there wasn't all that extra garbage like I had with, was it Ocarina of Time, where I was telling you all that wacky stuff that happened that was not in the game.
You were like, what?
Yeah. What now?
Yeah. All right, so let's get into some games and stuff. Alright, so for this week's game, we have The Legend of Zelda The Minish Cap for the Game Boy Advance. It was released in North America on January 10th, 2005, developed by Capcom and Flagship, and published by Nintendo. This is a top-down Zelda game, like Link to the Past. So you have a top-down view of Link the entire time. And
running around like a little ant.
Yes. And honestly, I was disappointed by this game. I actually think I liked the manga way more than I liked the game.
Yeah, didn't you tell me it's your least favorite Zelda game?
It has to be my least favorite Zelda game now that I've actually played all the way through it. When I played it originally on the Game Boy Advance back when I was a teenager, it was my cousin lent it to me. He's like, oh, it's Zelda. It's really good. You should play it. And I think I got stuck on like the third dungeon and I couldn't figure out what the fuck to do. So I gave up on it. And I think I got stuck on the same place on this playthrough again. And it was not that fun. It was actually kind of frustrating a bunch of times. The thing that pisses me off the most is that the game holds so much promise for so many cool things because it's, you know, top down. It looks beautiful. It's super colorful. You have this version of Hyrule that has also a miniature world in it. Right?
A miniature world?
Yes, because Link can shrink.
Oh, right. Tiny, to be Picori sized.
To be Picori sized. And it's fun because in the first dungeon, the first boss is just a regular enemy that you fight anywhere. So it's a slime monster that just happens to jump into where you are and falls in. And this ginormous monster is just a slime that takes one sword hit to kill when you're an adult.
Lame. Well,
when you're a big. Kind of the same thing happens in the manga when Link and Eslo are being chased by the giant Octorok. The rock shooting monster pig.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
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 So kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's two major things that made me hate this game.
What? Like,
hate this game.
As a strong, passionate word.
Yeah. So the first one is that there's not enough heart drops. So in the way that you keep your health up is when you kill a monster, sometimes a drop of heart, you pick it up, you get that health back. There's not enough in this game. Like, I would go entire dungeons only finding one or two hearts.
Jeez.
And I would be on a quarter heart left running for my life trying to survive these fucking dungeons.
Lord.
It got brutal. I don't know if that's how they wanted to pad the game to make it longer, but that is not the way you do it. It was fucking stressful. It was annoying. And I felt like... Again, this is one of my biggest complaints when it comes to games. When damage feels inconsistent, you get hit by one enemy, you get taken a quarter of health. You get hit by the same enemy the same way, you get a full heart taken away. And some of these fucking enemies would just stun you into a damage cycle. So there were some that were like fire snakes that are running around the stage. And there was one part where there were two fire snakes coming up and down, and there was an enemy that I had to kill in between them so that I could have a key fall from the ceiling. And while I was trying to kill the enemy, the fire snakes caught me. And in this game, when Link gets touched by fire, he starts running around on fire. So what that cost is for Link to get stone locked, running straight into the fucking fire of both snakes back and forth, getting stuck in that damage cycle. And that cost me to go from a full fucking health bar, I had like 10 or 12 hearts, to a quarter heart.
Damn.
That annoyed the fuck out of me. And I was trying to find fairies or hearts or whatever to replenish my health. No, nothing. Nothing at all. I hated that. And the other thing that I absolutely hated about the game is the world map traversal. So you have the world map, right? And it's kind of like in slabs. So this whole slab right here, this is Hyrule Town. This slab right here is the Northwood. This one is the King's hunting ground, whatever. So you would go in and you would see a full map of the thing and you could see everything. And when you zoomed into it, you saw that there were different paths to some areas that were blocked off that you would have to go in through another path to get to. So let's say you were going to Lake Hylia and you wanted to go into the dungeon in Lake Hylia. And there was a path to go into Lake Hylia from the South Forest, but there was also one in Lon Lon Ranch. You were going through the one in the South Forest because, you know, it goes straight into the water. That's not the right one. You have to go all the way around, all the way through fucking Lon Lon Ranch, through a specific part of Lon Lon Ranch to actually get to that blocked off part of fucking Lake Hylia so you can go into where the dungeon is.
Jeez.
And it just annoyed the fuck out of me so much because I felt like there was so much backtracking and back and forth and trying to figure out and remember exactly how the fuck I have to go to where I need to go so that I can continue with the fucking story. And they don't give you items that help the traversal to make it easier, like the rock's cape, which allows you to jump and fly a little bit, or the swimming leg things, the flippers for you to swim. And they don't give you that until the end of the fucking game where, you know, it would have been helpful at the beginning of the game for you to actually be able to traverse and go to where you need to go easier without having to fucking backtrack and go around the fucking elbow to reach your asshole.
Right.
That annoyed the shit out of me. That, to me, that was the worst part about this fucking game. Other than that, it's just a straight up Zelda game. It's very short. There's like 5 or 6 dungeons. Their combat, it's whatever. You swing your sword, you block, you have items that you can use and shit. There was another thing that annoyed me. There's this thing called the Pegasus boots, right? And the quest to get them is really cute. There's this shoemaker in town, and he keeps falling asleep. Every time he falls asleep, the Pikori come out and make shoes for him. And when he wakes up, the shoes are already made, so all he has to do is add the finishing touches. So that was cute. But you have the L button on the Game Boy, completely useless. You don't use it for anything.
What?
All of your commands are on the right button. Mm-hmm. So you're talking to people, you're picking up shit, you're confirming shit is that button. A and B are for your regular, for your weapons. So your sword, your shield, your rocks, cape, whatever you want to put on them. The L button is completely empty, so you don't have anything there. If you would have put just the Pegasus boots onto that button, that would have made a whole world of difference. Instead of, oh, I need the Pegasus boots now. Let me equip them to this button. Let me use them. Okay, I don't need that. Let me use the fucking Jar of Gusts. And
yeah.
There are so many little annoying things.
They wanted to make it complicated.
Yeah, just honestly, it just felt like fucking padding. Like,
needlessly complicated.
Yeah, like, oh, let's just make it this way so that it's annoying and it's long because it's a Game Boy game. Right? And the I remember Link's Awakening, the game in Zelda where I wanted to cut the grass. It was archaic, but it wasn't annoying like this. Like, this game is it released in a time where they had already figured out how to do Zelda games. They did 3 great Zelda games on a much less powerful system. And they just did that with this. I don't know. Like, there's some cute things too. There's the kinstones, which you saw at the end of the comic, right?
Yes.
So the kinstones, I actually like the kinstones a lot because you get to match kinstones with pretty much everybody in Hyrule. And every time you do, a secret opens, say a little secret dungeon or secret room with heart containers, or secret room filled with rupees, or, oh, this path opens so you can get to this place and you can do this side quest. So I thought that was really cute, you know, just collecting all the things and finding all the ones that you can trade with and all that. That was really cute. I don't know. I really liked the game. Some of the items were completely useless, like the boomerang. I bought the boomerang. I upgraded the boomerang, and I never used it once.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. I didn't even try to use it to test it out to see what it does.
Bless it.
I did get two bottles. Usually in solid games, there's like bottles for holding potions or fairies and shit. I just got two. I didn't get the four. And I had one with a fairy and the other one with a potion. And that's pretty much it. And still with that, it was just a fucking struggle sometimes.
That sucks.
The boss fights were fun. They did this thing where most Zelda games do this thing where, oh, this is the item you get in this dungeon. You have to use this item to beat this boss in this dungeon. Which, normal. But there were a couple of these boss fights where they were like, this is the item you get in this dungeon. You have to use this one, but you also have to use all the other ones you've gotten on the other dungeons. And I thought that was pretty cool. Especially with the last boss fight, there was this mechanic where you have to make copies of Link to fight the last boss fight. So you have like three other Links fighting with you against this boss, and mm-hmm. you're using all of your other items that you've gotten all throughout the other dungeon. So I thought that was great. That was my type of boss fights. The boss fights in this game are fantastic. There's one in the air where it's like a mana ray, and you have to jump onto it and make copies of Link to hit its eyeballs and then just go wild on its eyeballs. And while you're fighting that one, you're fighting other little ones and killing those as you're fighting the big one. So that boss fight was fucking awesome. I really like that one.
It sounds icky. Eyeballs.
And eyeballs, but not really. It's like
icky. Weak
spots. So honestly, there's a lot of little things that I liked about this game. I did like Eslo. He was a good companion. He told you exactly what you needed to do. And the good thing about Eslo is that if you turned off the Game Boy, when you turn it back on, Eslo would wake up. Like, he would literally wake up. It's like, oh, that was such a good nap, whatever. It'd be like, oh, but now our quest is to go do this at this place.
Hmm.
So it's not like in other games where you're like, I haven't played this for 2 months. What the fuck do I do?
What
now?
Am I doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
You start over.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, no, you got to go do this. So, oh, thank you. And he gives you details. It's not like, it's not just go here. No.
That's he nice gives of him.
You details. So I thought that was really good. I mean, there's a lot of things in this game that I really like. But overall, just those two things just completely tanked the fucking game for me.
Hmm.
So my experience for this game is 7.5 out of 10.
That's pretty low for you.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm ever going to play this game again.
I mean, that's fair.
So, once
you only redo the or replay, reread the ones that you enjoyed.
Yes, like Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, the gourd flute.
Please stop saying that.
I love you.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
All right. So that's games and stuff. Do you want to do garbage or not?
Let's pick garbage back up when I'm... Because I know we have one place, but I can't say that I remember everything that I need to remember about it. I have to be honest.
That's right.
We can go there again.
Yes.
And I can really enjoy all the food since I had to stop eating it.
I can eat another one of those sandwiches. I love those sandwiches.
Yes, I can really eat all my tater tots.
Why don't we just go there right now?
We can't go there right now.
Why not?
We have people in the other room waiting to go to IKEA.
Well, that's too fucking bad for them.
Oh, and I know they won't like this food. Well, and they'll judge the place because I think it's a little below their standard.
Oh, God.
It's really good, though.
They have the best food. It's so good.
We will go there again and give a not half-remembered review.
Yes, yes.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
And also, I want to buy those jardinera, pickled jardinera mix from them.
Huh?
The pickled jardinera mix,
for the sandwich?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I want to buy that.
Okay. So. You going to make your own sandwiches?
No.
I was about to say they're never going to be as good.
No. I'm not good enough to make that. I have no idea how to even start.
I can't.
I'm not Italian enough. All right. So that's it for this week's episode. Just remember to give Metamorphic a follow on Instagram. She did our art for the show. And that's pretty much it. Anything you want to say before we end the show, Carden?
I'm glad we don't have to get rid of Gorbidge forever. Thank you for being patient.
Yes, Gorbidge comes back
soon. Episode, is it next week?
Episode 101.
101?
Yes.
Is next week 100?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. So you want to say goodbye to everyone, Kaerden?
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.